In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
One of the absolute necessities for a good soldier is they must stay alert. They train law enforcement officers of every kind in the matter of alertness, being aware of their surroundings, sitting in a certain way where they can see entrance and exit points. Why is that? Because they must always be vigilant. That is why in Ephesians chapter 6, this great passage about putting on the whole armor of God, we read this, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Do you understand that watching and praying is absolutely vital for the alert Christian? If you're going to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, this is one of the disciplines that has to be learned. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 18, we discover the four alls of the alert believer. Let me show them to you today. Ephesians 6, verse 18 says this, praying always. So the first thing we learn about prayer is that it is to be done at all times. That's why we're told to pray without ceasing, to continue instant in prayer. Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, this is a repeated emphasis all through Scripture because prayer is not something you should do sometimes. It's something you should be doing all the time. Prayer ought to be as natural to the Christian as breathing. And it should be a conversation, an ongoing conversation that we have with God all through the day. It's more than just having a habit or a few moments of prayer. That's fine. But that should just lead you then into a spirit of prayer that you maintain all through the day. So, first of all, we must pray always. Then the Bible says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So, not only is there all times, now we have all types of prayer. There are many types of prayer. There's thanksgiving, there's praise, there are requests, there's intercessory prayer where we pray for others. There are many types of prayer, but specifically in this passage, he mentions all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Now, prayer refers to more general praying, and we do a lot of that, perhaps. That covers and encompasses all kinds of prayer, but then he uses this word supplication. In fact, he uses it twice in the passage. In the first part of the verse, it's supplication in the Spirit. Last part of the verse, it's supplication for all saints. Supplication is one of the most intense words in Scripture for prayer. It's a word for fervent prayer, and it is a word for specific prayer. You have not because ye ask not. Our prayers should not just be general prayers. They should be definite prayers, specific prayers. If you're going to be an alert Christian, you need to pray at all times, and you need to pray with all types of prayer. Pray this, Lord, teach me to pray. Help me. Develop my prayer life. Help me understand more about what it means to commune with you. John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray. Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And now the Holy Spirit is seeking to teach every one of the followers of Christ what it means to truly pray. That's why the Bible says supplication in the Spirit. What does that mean to pray in the Spirit? We're admonished later in the New Testament to pray in the Holy Ghost. That doesn't mean to pray in some nonsensical way. It literally means to pray with the wisdom and direction that only the Holy Spirit can give. Remember, in Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul talked about the fact that we really don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit within us prays with groanings which cannot be uttered. Well, the Holy Spirit prays for us, and the Holy Spirit also prays through us. I believe that an alert Christian will be so in tune to the promptings of the Holy Spirit that as we're talking to God, our prayers will be Spirit-guided. The Holy Spirit will bring people to your mind. The Holy Spirit will bring things to your mind. The Holy Spirit will increase faith as you're praying and lead you to believe God for certain things. This is really what it means to make all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So we're praying at all times, that's always. We're praying with all types of prayer, all prayer and supplication. Then we're praying with all diligence. Listen to the verse again. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. Oh, friend, if ever there was a time to persevere in prayer, it's right now. You keep on praying. Don't you stop. This is not the time to let up. This is the time to press into the presence of God, to bombard heaven. Do you remember Jesus' story about the man who just kept knocking, just kept persisting in prayer? This is what we need today. So many passing prayers. We pray about something, don't get an immediate answer, give up on it. You ever think maybe you've stopped praying just on the brink of the answer coming? So we must pray with all perseverance. I wonder if there's anything right now God's bringing to your mind that you have prayed for, but you've given up on it. Let's return to that. Let's go back again and pray. And by the way, there's a divine order here. Notice we're praying in the Spirit, and we're watching with perseverance. It's not that we keep on praying for something we want. We keep on praying for what He wants. If the Holy Spirit has put something in your heart, if the Holy Spirit of God has led you and directed you to believe God for something, then you can pray with persistence and perseverance. You can pray with confidence that you're praying on good ground, in God's will, and you keep on praying. Then there's a fourth all for the alert believer. Not only do we pray at all times, with all types, and all perseverance, but fourth, we also pray for all people. Now listen to the rest of the verse. The Bible says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication. Here it is, the fourth all, for all saints. For all the saints. And then it doesn't stop there. Verse 19, he says, and for me. This is not Paul being selfish, because he says, pray for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. This is beautiful, but here's how you should pray. You should pray for all of the Lord's people, and you should pray for all of the Lord's preachers. So pray for all the Lord's people. That's all the saints. No doubt right now you're thinking of people that need your prayers. It may be someone that's very ill. It may be someone who's had a death. It may be someone that is struggling right now in some way. It could be some backslider. They're away from God. Pray for them. Bombard heaven on their account. Look, if you were in that condition, would you want someone praying for you? Then pray for them. Make a prayer list. Add to that list. See definite answers to prayer, but pray for people specifically. Pray especially for spiritual needs. And then, while you're praying for the Lord's people, pray a special prayer for the Lord's preachers, for the advancement of the gospel, for them to have the liberty and power of the Holy Spirit, wisdom to know what to say, and the boldness to say it. Years ago, we put together something on how to pray for the preacher. It's available at jointhejourney.org. And it's just a simple little guide, but basically it's scriptural things you can pray for the Lord's servants. I'd recommend that you have such a prayer list as you pray for your pastor, for missionaries, for evangelists, and for other gospel preachers. But friend, if you're going to watch and pray, you have to consider the four alls. If you're going to be alert, pray at all times, with all types of prayer, all diligence, for all people. May God in heaven help us to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ, not sleeping through the battle, not snoozing while the fiery darts are going around us, but doing the one thing that empowers us and makes the greatest difference for the cause of Christ, and that is to watch and pray.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. And may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.